shit soap when you get out there?
Girl, blue shit soap. Here's two bars of soap right here.
I need something for my skin, Mom. I need basic soap, not...
Well, there's some on my dresser, too.
Where at?
On my dresser.
Where at on your dresser?
Towards the right side.
My mom is walking out there towards my sister, it looks like. My sister's right there. There's my dad talking to my sister. My sister's not on speaking terms with me because her older brother beats me right in front of her, and she's nervous about that affecting her marriage in some way or her family life. Well, it obviously is because he keeps beating me in the house across the street from her. Our older brother, is an alcoholic who does not leave this house at any point. And he beats me, and he's over twice my size. And she knows, and she's real friendly with him, and she's real unfriendly with me, because she does not like trans women at all. As you can see, she's kind of, well, she doesn't wear dresses and she doesn't wear makeup, but she's kind of raised to be a tomboy, and she really hates that I came out of the closet. At all. And she really hates that she has to have any responsibility for her children in that situation. Or for anyone in the family. She's selfish, she's conceited, and I'm getting this on video. That's god awful. That is god awful. That is repeated beatings over the span of like 6 years now. I'm like smaller than half the size of her older brother. He's a macho man who beats the crap out of anyone who doesn't, you know, anyone he can actually fight, he will fight, and I am the most disgusting thing to him in the world. I'm sure that she kind of has the possibility of seeing me in the window right now. She probably sees me with a camera, for all I know. At this point, it's, like, pathetic. But it looks like they're both going out there. She's going out to eat with them, it looks like. They're all going out to eat together. And she sees that I'm getting this on video, probably, peripherally, as she drives off. I bet she wonders why I'm getting this on camera. It's sad. It's really sad. I think a big problem for them is the fact that I have any facial hair. It's like, obviously I have facial hair, I have testosterone. And now I'm not getting a sex change. I might get a change to become a hermaphrodite, but I'm already a social hermaphrodite. I'm genderqueer. I mean, these people are wealthy people who beat the shit out of me and refuse to pay me minimum wage. I make $100 a week for cleaning the laundry of at least 4 people every week and clean their house. I mean, the laundry service alone would be well over $100 to pay anybody in our, like, world today. And my parents are stuck up people about this. And they think that I'm going to hell. It's like, there's a hell. They're going to hell for their financial arrogance in that situation. I mean, they brought me in the world, and I'm the only one of 4 children that they have no respect for. I'm the only one that I respect because I'm the only one not ignoring violence happening to a person in the house. Repeated acts of violence. It's sad. It's sad. We don't even have soap in the house because they refuse to go out to buy soap. Well, of course, I got a little bit of that at the beginning of this video just now. It's like my mom will not do it because she's stuck up at me. She doesn't like me. If any of our other kids brought up that we need soap, she would do it in a hurry. She does not like trans people. And I'm the one member of the family that has psoriasis. I have psoriasis on my whole body, but it's really bad on my forearms right now and hands. It's not really, really bad everywhere on my body right now because it's spring. Spring is, it's bad in spring, and it's, but it's not that bad right now because I got treatment recently, but they're not probably not going to keep giving me treatment because I can't afford it. It costs thousands and thousands of dollars to get a treatment of the drug the dermatologist gives me by injection at the doctor's office every several months or every few months. And the doctors are not nice to me at all. They do not like me being there when I don't make money like that. It's like the last time I was recently asked by a doctor about when I was there about money. I said, I literally make $100 a week, and I literally have $6, I think, on me. At that moment, it was. I think I remember saying, I have $6 in my wallet right now. I don't make any money. And, of course, they let that slide because, obviously, that's terrible. And my dad, my employer, my dad is my employer, my mom's my employer, they employ me to clean their house. I mean, my dad was sitting right in the office right there, being the smuggest, most arrogant person I've ever known. A religious person who's smug and arrogant, who can preach about money and preach about love and caring about people and commonality, something he totally lacks deep down inside. I'm done with these people. I've got to move out. I don't make enough money to get out of here. I'm trying my best. I'm trying to open my boutique. Been working on that since 2017. Now I have the inventory, and now I just have to afford the rent and get the hell out of here. It's sad. These people are terrible. I always thought I was going to have a difficult time coming out of the closet, but I never thought I'd have such a difficult time that a sibling, an older brother, would be beating me down in front of all of them and no one doing anything or caring because they're so conceited at this point in their lives. They're pathetic people about me. They are pathetic people about me. Pitiful. I'm done. It's sad.